this normally bustling Iowa Capitol is empty. Normally, Governor Reynolds and I would be with you in person. But even though there are many changes that we're experiencing, there are some things that will never change, including Christ's love for us. Let's consider that and contemplate that as we experience today's New Testament readings. First, John chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Mark chapter 15, verse 46. So Joseph brought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mark chapter 16, verse 6. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who is crucified. He has risen. He is not here. And finally, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience.
Thank you, Senator Rosenboom and Lieutenant Governor Gregg. We are so grateful for your leadership in serving our state. In the rich tradition of the Iowa Prayer Breakfast annually,